It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
Pastor Andrew Mkandawire, good afternoon to you. Welcome and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Good afternoon, Naye. How are you today?
I am well, Mfundis. I am well. I'm not complaining. I have no flu, no ailments whatsoever. I am okay. My heart is in a different place, but my health is fine. How are you doing, Mfundis?
I am just like you, also in the waiting phase.
You heard. You heard.
I heard.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Okay.
I heard.
Yeah. All right. Let's get into it for this. How does the doctrine of salvation through faith alone impact daily life?
All right. This is a beautiful question. It's actually a better question to answer than yesterday's.
Okay. Okay.
So there are several ways in which this doctrine helps us with our daily lives. Let me just speak to three for the sake of time.
Right.
Firstly, it unburdens us from having to earn our salvation or having to work our way into heaven. So let me read a text. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 through to 10. This is what the Bible says. Ephesians 2, verse 8. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Jesus Christ for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. And so, the idea of faith, I mean, salvation by faith, by grace through faith alone, helps us not to concentrate on the idea of needing to earn salvation. You see, it would have been a very hard thing to do, to earn salvation by our merit. And so, because it is by grace, we don't use our merits to earn that salvation. And so our works are simply a response to the salvation that God has already secured and gifted to us. And so in response to that gift, in response to that grace, we simply walk in the works God has prepared for us. I'll address this a little further. Let me move to the second aspect. The idea that we have grace or salvation through faith alone also assures us that when we fall at any point, we have an advocate with the Father for our intercession and forgiveness of our sins each time we confess. And so 1 John chapter 1, verse 9 tells us that, in fact, let me read it again. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, the Bible simply says that if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. If salvation was earned by works or by merits of any sort, it would have been hard to earn this salvation, because each time we fall into sin, would have an equal amount of the merit that we used to earn it the first time. And so it would have been very hard for us to earn salvation, because as human beings, we fall back into sin every now and then. Mm-hmm. But the Bible says that we have an advocate with the Father each time we fall into sin, when we confess and turn from it genuinely. Jesus is ready and just to forgive us of our sins. And then the third point is that the idea of salvation through faith humbles our walk with the Lord. And so, because our walk is humbled, it enables us to be obedient to the will and the law of God. This is what Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 4 says. It says, behold the proud, his soul is not upright in him, but the just shall live by faith. So Habakkuk speaks of two types of people in this single verse, the proud and the just. The just walk by faith, and the proud is not upright in his ways. And so when we accept the merits of Jesus Christ and receive the gift of God in this salvation, which comes through grace by faith, we are humbled in our walk with God. And as a result of that humbleness, he makes us able to be obedient to his will and to his word. Mm. And so it takes us back to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. Because of the humbleness that our walk has made us to be, because of the humbleness with which we walk in our Christianity with God, we are able to do certain works. Like I said earlier, obedience. We are able to do certain works which are in line with the will of God. And these works are not done because we want to earn salvation, but these works are done because we have earned salvation through the merits of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Because God has saved us by his Son. And so in response, we find it natural to do certain things like simply loving your neighbor as you love yourself.
Mm.
Certain things are simply walking in the precepts and the law of God, simply because Christ has paid for our sins and he has given us salvation, which we receive by faith.
Right.
And so, in a nutshell, that's what this doctrine helps us as we walk in our Christian journey on a daily basis.
I'm glad you were gracious, Mfundisi, by putting in the word, because in my reading of that question, it doesn't speak of salvation by grace. It speaks of salvation through faith. But I suppose you were being gracious to say salvation by grace through faith. And I'm okay with that. And perhaps there is a need for us to define these things. And I've always wondered if perhaps in the definition does not lie contradictions. You see, when you speak of grace, it is initiated by God. We are moving from the premise that it is God who initiates it by offering us something that we don't deserve. We don't ask for grace. We don't pray for grace. It's just given to us, right? It's unmerited favor. And then faith, however.
Yes.
However, faith comes across as something that has to come from us. Every time Jesus speaks, he says, if you have a faith as small as this mustard seed, which means we need to activate that which we have been given. We have been given it, but the activation of that faith is up to us. Which makes me wonder if these are not contradictory, because grace has got nothing to do with us, but faith has everything to do with us.
Yeah.
So kindly marry these two concepts. This idea of salvation by grace through faith implies you have nothing to do with it. But then again, when we say through faith, you have to do something. You need to activate your faith. Just balance that out for me, please.
Ah, great. Allow me to begin by reading a single text.
Okay.
Romans chapter 6, verse 23.
Right.
The Bible says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord. And so, the idea that we have eternal life, those of us who are deserving of death because of our sins, which we have committed, the idea that we have eternal life only comes through grace.
Okay.
Now, like you put it, it is an initiation of God, a plan that God devised by himself and needed no human intervention.
Right.
And so God gives us this grace, this salvation because of his grace. And he gives it as a gift. But not every one of us receives this gift, because this gift can only be received by faith.
Right.
So God gives the salvation because of his grace. And those who should receive this gift can only receive it when they open their arms to receive it, and they open their arms in faith. So faith is our doing.
Okay.
Faith is acceptance of the gift God is giving.
Right.
So the merits of the atonement for our sin is the blood of Jesus Christ.
Right, right.
And Jesus Christ has died. And then, because Christ has died, now, what we must, what must be happening here is this. It is a reversal of the sin and the inclination towards sin that Adam bequeathed to the human race.
Right.
So by one man, sin entered and death through that sin.
Right.
Now, what we have with us as human beings, as a race, is the inclination towards sin. And so when we accept the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross, what that does is that it takes away that inclination towards sin. And as a result, as we walk with him day in and day out, we are drawn toward perfection on a daily basis because of the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit. This we can only receive if we accept him by faith. And so the Holy Spirit is the one who has the power to draw us away from the inclination of sin. But the Holy Spirit cannot come into the heart until we allow him to. And so faith on our part is simply allowing the workings of God through his Son and through his Spirit to come into our hearts to draw us away from the inclination of sin. That is how we participate. That is how we exercise our faith. God gives the gift, but we extend the hand to receive that gift.
Right.
And that hand we extend is a work of faith. That's how faith comes in to receive the grace of God.
Got it. Abundantly clear. It's brilliantly clear. Thank you very much. It's day last for us. Thank you very much. It's been great listening to you explain these issues. And I appreciate your patience listening to me asking these ignorant questions so that you can help me understand. I appreciate you, Mfundisi. Have a wonderful day.
Let me confess, I love how you ask your questions. I love it.
Oh, thank you.
I love it.
Oh, Jabulela, Mfundisi. Thank you very much. It's very encouraging. Thank you, Mfundisi.
Amen. All right, amen. Thank you so much.
All right. That's how we end that segment with the good pastor, Andrew Mkandawire, who's been helping us understand these things. Remember, we call ourselves Christians, but by virtue of calling ourselves Christians, doesn't mean we know everything, and that's why we need these pastors to come and help us understand these things that we don't quite understand. You may have your own questions, please send them to us. We'll find you a pastor like we did with Pastor Mkandawire, who's going to be giving us some perspective from time to time.
It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.